Today, Ted Koppel and his longtime executive producer, Tom Battag, announced that they would leave Nightline and ABC News later this year. ABC had fought to keep Koppel, but he has resisted the network's plans to recast the show to attract a younger and larger audience. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, today's announcements don't necessarily mean the end of Nightline.
Koppel says he's been planning his departure with Battag for the past 5 years.
We wanted to do as gradual and smooth a transition to the next generation of people at Nightline as we possibly could.
But it hasn't been all that smooth. 3 years ago, the ABC network wooed David Letterman of the CBS Late Show to take over Koppel's time slot. Letterman's entertainment show generates higher ratings and considerably more profits than Nightline. The move failed, but it upset many journalists. CNN senior analyst Jeff Greenfield was a Nightline correspondent for 14 years.
It's the crown jewel of broadcast journalism, and it just has been for a very long time.
For months, different divisions of ABC have been sketching rough proposals for what might be a very different kind of show to put in the late-night time slot. Some have entertainment or sports themes. For Koppel, they held little appeal.
Some of the alternatives that I know have been considered in place of the current Nightline, I must confess, do not make my little heart go pitter-patter, but that's not going to be my job.
Battag says ABC News president David Weston asked Koppel to anchor an hour-long, live version of Nightline. At the age of 65, Koppel turned that down, as well as ABC's Sunday morning public affairs show. But ABC News Vice President Jeffrey Schneider says network executives have signaled Nightline will continue, even after Koppel.
Nightline, without Ted Koppel, is by definition going to be a different program. But we are confident that it is going to be a broadcast that loyal Nightline viewers will recognize and that ABC News will be very proud of.
Koppel has been with ABC News for 42 years. He was the network's chief diplomatic correspondent before being picked to anchor ABC's nightly coverage of the Iranian hostage crisis in 1979. 25 years ago this month, the show became Nightline. Here's how the show sounded last night.
Inside Iran, looking back to the future.
And Koppel turned his focus to other issues, the federal deficit, AIDS, Iran-Contra, the healthcare debate. The show was known for its ability to slice through the blather of Washington. The program staged town hall meetings for South Africans seeking to move beyond apartheid and provoked dialogue across the Israeli-Palestinian divide. Nightline also broadcast video essays by such literary figures as John Updike and Frank McCourt. And as Jeff Greenfield observes, it presented documentary-style reporting from remote reaches of the world.
Once they developed a franchise, they were prepared to do stories that many other news organizations would say, oh, nobody really cares. It's too far away.
Executive producer Tom Battag is leaving with Koppel on December 4th. He says the Nightline staff they built will ensure those values endure well after their departure.
At ABC, Nightline is laughingly called the cult. And the cult is this tight-knit group of people who are just like Koppel, and you can't get them to deviate from their damn beliefs for anything in the whole world. And I so believe in the cult that nobody's going to break the cult.
Koppel and Battag say they're still going to be doing journalism after they leave, just not at ABC. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.